At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Rated E for everyone, 10 and up.
Hey, this episode is brought to you by you because That Story Show is listener supported. Join the club. Get bonus content and more at patreon.com/thatstoryshow.
Up in the sky, look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's
That Story Show!
Hey! This is That Story Show, people.
Hey, who's cooking pizza?
I turned into a bat. I flew into this lady's house. I left her some guano.
Hey, podcast people, this is That Story Show, where we're telling hilarious real-life stories and inviting you to do the same. This is episode 304. I am your host. Believe it or not, I don't know what I was going to say. I was going to say, I am your good friend, but that's not true. We're not friends. I mean,
could be MC James. You are the master of ceremony.
I am your host. My name is James Kinnison, and my good friend is here.
I'm John, and I'm also a good friend.
You're a good friend, John.
James and those who else would listen.
I would like to also welcome to the show from the Neverland Podcast at neverlandpodcast.com, Mr. Jeremy Shields, also known as Spider Pan. Welcome to the program, sir.
Woo, and pixie dust for everybody.
Oh, good Lord.
That's what we
I
do.
Got in my eye.
Yeah, exactly. I just right down the pants, and...
Now, I'm not even touching that one.
No, please don't, because I'm floating crotch first.
Well, at least that
up
means
in the
you're
air.
Happy.
I don't get it. Well, I don't understand.
It has been so long since John's gone into idiot mode. Oh, wow. I suddenly don't know what anything means.
I'm not sure who I am.
I don't know.
I think I used a little too much pixie dust on him. Sorry.
Goodness gracious. I thought only pixies could do that, but apparently.
Well, we always say in Neverland that we always keep a pixie in our pocket. So we always have one in handy. And of course, what we mean by that is having that positive, good attitude that you can share with others. But sometimes apparently you can overshare and turn people into idiots.
Apparently. Oh. Yeah.
I see what you did there.
Caused me to float upside down. I'm actually talking to the microphone upside down now. So tell us a little bit about your show before we get into ours.
Well, we're mostly Disney focused, but we have another catchphrase we say to Disney and beyond, because we'll go outside Disney, because if you're a fan of everything Disney does, like Marvel, Pixar, Star Wars, if you're a fan of Marvel, you might like some of the DC movies when they're good, because sometimes they are. And then we'll go into a lot of retro, some old cartoons. Sometimes we have guests on to talk about different kind of books about Disney or about Walt and stuff like that. We have a whole legion of Lost Boys, of which I'm the head Lost Boy, which is why I am the Pan. Every Lost Boy has to have a nickname, which I'm a huge Spider-Man fan, which makes me the Spider Pan. Get it? So that's where the name comes from.
Yep.
It's a Spider Pan.
John exactly. Gets that. John's back. He gets that kind of stuff. He's with you 150%. I do have a question, and I don't remember what it was. So
Well, let's just pretend I had a brilliant answer and you're completely flabbergasted now.
No, it bugs me. I had a really good question for you. Oh, okay, I got it. So you said that there was occasionally a good DC movie.
Yes, there is.
Name one.
Shazam, Wonder Woman, Aquaman. Okay, I liked all three of those.
Okay, because I forgot about Shazam. I did totally forget about Shazam. I was going to say there's only one good one, and it's Wonder Woman. Aquaman was trash.
You didn't like Aquaman?
I didn't. It was too hokey. It was really...
But it's a comic book. It should be hokey.
No, it shouldn't. Marvel took the hokiness out of it. That's what made it so Marvel so great. They
Marvel had, like, Avengers brought in a whole alien invasion, and that's not hokey?
Not hokey at all, but jumping up out of the
wheel.
There were just dumb jokes, and it just, I don't know. I don't know. I didn't like the lead character. It was just
really?
Like, yeah.
Okay.
He's too handsome. He's got more muscles than everybody that I know.
Now, there were some pretty epic parts, but
yeah,
there was a lot of hokiness. So I don't know.
But it was fun. I mean, heck, Shazam was hokey as anything. But,
they embraced it, and it was fantastic. That was a good movie. All right. So anyway, we always start with an opening story, and this is no different. This one's called Murder Scene. It's from Jeremy Weaver in Highland, Utah. Hey, guys, I'm 18 now, and I graduated high school. Let me read it exactly the way he put it, and then you will share my doubts about his age. Hi, guys, I'm an 18-year-old now graduated high school student. Since you guys love the unnecessary details, that's been listening to you guys for a few years, and I thought I'd send in a story for the very first time so I'm no longer an idiot. Ha ha. I'm going to do it.
Dang it. Move out of the way, stupid.
This is a middle schooler in disguise, people.
I think so.
So anyway, when I was about 16, I went to Arctic Circle after a soccer game I had. I have no idea what that is, but I ordered my food. It's a restaurant. And I went to get some ketchup for my fries. They serve fries there. On my way back to the table, there was some water on the floor. Sometimes they have slip hazards. I didn't see this. I slipped backwards onto the ground, and my ketchup flew into the air and all over me and the floor. And everyone in the entire restaurant was staring and laughing at me. See, I'm not that guy. If I see somebody falling... And they're embarrassed themselves, I am with them in my heart. I do not laugh. I feel terrible. I won't even look because I don't want to be one more person, one more set of eyes that they have to stare at. This lady the other day, she was pumping gas and she was walking and she wasn't paying attention. She tried to step over the hose and she tripped and fell on her knee, and she was kind of a big lady, and I only say that because it hurts that much more when you fall when you're overweight. And I just felt so bad. I wanted to help her up, but I didn't want to make her feel worse. And so I didn't even look at her and I felt terrible.
Oh, goodness.
And I let her get up and have her dignity and acted as if I never saw it. So anyway,
see, with me, it depends upon if they're somebody I know and they didn't get hurt, I can laugh and then I'll go help them up.
Well,
but if they're a stranger, I feel bad for them regardless. But if they're a friend, I'm laughing.
That is true. That is true. You can always tell when you're watching fail videos whether the person filming likes the person they're filming or doesn't. Because if they do like the person, when the accident happens, you only see a blink of it because the camera jerks away from the action. It
goes down, yeah.
Yeah, but if they're just this hateful, undetached, narcissist-type person, the camera stays completely focused and you get to see the entire crash. And usually, it's skateboarders. They don't care about each other.
Yes. I got to get that gnarly fall, man.
You get to see the whole thing. But then when it's a kid going down a sled and all of a sudden he runs over a dog, the camera just goes wild, you know, oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. So anyway, let me get back to the story here. He says, I fell backwards on the ground and ketchup flew in the air and everyone in the restaurant was staring at me except for this one guy who was ignoring my existence because he didn't want me to feel stupid. I immediately went back to my seat, leaving the ketchup murder scene behind, and finished my food, and I have never been to an Arctic Circle since. Oh, gosh, that's middle school stamp of approval right there, as they always say that. I've never done it again, ever, because why would you not go back?
Because it's so far away. The Arctic Circle is like on the bottom of the earth.
Plus, it's cold.
Probably.
Actually, that's the top of the Earth. It's the Arctic Circle. It's the Antarctic Circle on the south of the Earth.
Oh, well, depends on which side of the Earth you're standing on, I guess.
Play it again.
Not a lot.
Anyway, I was
married a teacher.
He's like, oh, I'm so stupid. Love the podcast. You guys are awesome. Keep the hilarious things coming. Jeremy Weaver, middle schooler from Highland, Utah.
That's an 18-year-old in his heart.
Yeah, he wishes. It's like when we get middle schoolers that send in, I'm going to send this in a middle school voice. I'm like, you don't have to do that because you do it naturally and you don't even know. But anyway, here we go. Let's do our, let's rewind the week. I'd like to say something first, that your son, John.
My son.
Your son, Johnny. John, yes. He reversed that intro and posted it on our on our Discord server, and he cracked the code of what it says. But I'm not going to share it. You have to go to Discord and you have to go listen to
it. I was impressed. So yeah, congratulations. I did hear it, but I didn't hear it on the Discord server. I heard it at home.
Yeah. He asked me, he's like, I cracked the code. Can I post it on Discord? And I'm like, yes, you can. And it's
now I'm looking for it while we're on Discord.
So
do it.
Anyway,
he's pretty excited about that.
Let's rewind the week. I'm going to go first because mine is the best. It's not the funniest. It is just simply the truth. Taking a page out of John's book, I'm just going to tell you the normal, ordinary things that are going on in my life this week.
Okay.
My kids are at an AIM trip. They're at camp all week.
Both of them?
Yeah. Jay's in middle school now, so he's at a youth event. It's one of his first. And the house has been empty all day, every day. And it's Thursday. They're coming back tomorrow. But for now, it has been just an empty house week. And it's been so great. It's been better than when they're in school. Because even when they're in school, I still have to go get them and then deal with them a couple hours a day and put them to bed and all this kind of stuff. It has been amazing. I've been playing so much Minecraft and wasting all of my time.
Oh, lucky.
I know. It's crazy. It is a depressed guy's dream come true. So
so you got Skyforge 9 all fixed up and done.
Yeah, man. I've been playing Sky Odyssey and breeding chickens and doing all kinds of stuff. And my wife and I have been going out every night and to a different place to eat. We didn't go out last night, but Monday night, Tuesday night. And I'm probably going to go out tonight, and it's just we don't have to worry about the kids at home, and are they, you know, are we getting home too late, and this, that, and the other. It's been great, and it's been a taste of what life is going to be like in 8 years when Jay finally moves into the basement. And
nice.
I'm kidding. He'll go to college, or I'll kill him. But yeah,
he'll be an empty nester one way or another.
so yeah, he's living in the detached garage in the back, if nothing else. But there's my normal day weekly update. The whole week has been awesome. And
that sounds pretty awesome, except for I live with that normally because I don't have any kids.
But you don't know how great it is. You don't have.
I understand it though, because whenever my wife goes out of town, which she's about to, she's going to go to Texas for a church thing, and plus this weekend she's going camping on her own. So
yeah,
I can go crazy for a weekend if I want to. So I understand a little bit.
But you don't know. Sometimes I can't find things like my hair gel, and it's because my stupid all of a sudden cares about his hair son has stolen it. Put it in his bathroom, used it, not only used it, but then didn't put it back. It's like, if you're going to steal, that's half the job. The rest of it is covering up the crime, you know? You don't just kill somebody and walk away. You have to dispose of the body. But my kids...
And clean up the ketchup.
Yeah, clean up the ketchup. Right.
Nice.
But he's never mastered that part. But see, that kind of stuff I ain't dealing with. You don't have to put your wife to bed and pray with her every night and tuck her in and make sure she has her stuffed animals and all this kind of stuff. Sometimes you don't even talk to each other. You just roll over and say, I'm sleeping. Right. I'm tired. And that's, you know, so I'm not dissing you. I'm just saying you can't truly understand the heat until you've been in the cold. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I've seen everybody else in the cold, which is why I've never complained that I have no children. I fully understand because I've seen other people.
They are every amazing. Time,
anywhere I'm at, if I'm out in public and I hear some kid do that tantrum scream, yeah. I look at my wife and said, see, this is why I have not complained.
Yeah.
Yeah, but when you hear it being on the other side of it, you have a heart of compassion that goes out to them.
It is true.
To the parents, yes.
It is true. Oh, that's now. My real weekly update. I'm changing mine.
Okay. Rewind.
So there's this thing on Imgur. It's a joke about this lady named Karen. It's a character that they've created called Karen who always wants to see the manager. And it's basically an LBB is what they're describing. Is Karen has a certain haircut. She has a certain attitude. And she's always upset and always wants to see the manager. Well, Karen was at Cracker Barrel the other day. And because there was this table, the big family, you know, that one table that's right there just as you're going in, the big round one? Yes, that's always there.
Right, right.
Full of people. It's usually a big family or a church group. And there was a baby there, and the baby was miserable. And so it just kept going, aah! And that was what it would do. And I used to find things like that horribly annoying. But now I know. I'm like, you can't shove a sock in their mouth. You can't.
Chloroform.
Now, I would have taken her out. I would have taken the child outside for a walk. That's what me and Jenna called it when she was a baby. Yeah. Speaking of which, you can listen to the Jenna Stories episode. I think it's episode 17 of Red School Bus and hear all kinds of great stories about bad babies because Jenna was a bad baby. But I used to take her for walks, and walks meant spankings. So she never wanted to go for a walk at the restaurant. So I would have taken this kid for a walk, but it didn't bother me because I've been there. I know that the woman wants the baby to shut up. If she could, she would get the baby to shut up. The kid is throwing toys. The mom is chasing the toys down and picking them back up to bring them back up there. She's doing everything she can short of, like you said, chloroform or just straight up strangling the child. gosh, I had a dream about strangling a dude last night.
Oh,
man. I'm worried now. I have so many weekly updates. No. I did, and he faked it. He pretended like he conked out. I let him go and he came to life and he got me. He was a bad guy. He was a bad guy. Okay, where was I? There's this table of three women and the baby's in the middle of screaming and one of them claps her hands up over her head like really loud. Like she's trying to scare the child into shutting up.
Sounds like what I do with my cat.
And then immediately after that, a waitress walks by their table and Karen, who didn't clap, there was more than one Karen. She says, I'd like to see her manager. And she's like, okay. And I'm rolling my eyes so far back in my head because I'm like, what is the manager going to do? I already know the end of this. Baby. I know the end of this story already. The manager's going to come out. You're going to demand that something be done about the crying baby, and the manager is going to look at you and try it in her head to solve the problem, to try to make you happy, and there's going to be no solution at all other than giving you free biscuits or something. I don't know. They're already free.
Free escort out of the building.
Yeah. So I thought it was so great when the manager did come out. The baby had shut up and had moved on to something else and was so quiet. And I hear Karen talking. I can't hear what she's saying, but she is complaining and she is talking. And all I hear is the manager saying is, well, he's quiet now. enjoy your meal and just walks off.
I don't get it.
Wow.
Yeah, it's like, what were you going to do even if the kid was screaming? You're not going to kick him out. You're not going to make the national news headlines by discriminating against a lady and her baby.
And, wow.
You know, just yeah. move tables. So
Karen wasn't at the table with the baby?
She she was at a different table. She was with the lady that had clapped her hands to try to scare the baby.
She
must have thought
she was at Starbucks.
Wow.
She must have thought she was something Ooh. Else because she was going to see the manager and she was going to get things straightened out. I don't know what she expected. By now. The manager's going to whip out some sort of wand and be like, baby, shut up, abracadabra, and then the baby's gonna be fine, and Karen's gonna be happy, and everything's gonna be awesome. No, you can't do anything.
Bring forth the magic binky.
What did you expect? Like they have a contingency plan. Like there's a page in their employee manual on how to handle.
What do you do for a crying baby?
What do you do when Karen's upset about the baby freaking out because it has green beans on its plate? You know, what do you do? So anyway, it worked out as best as I could imagine. I remember writing it down and, you know, that Karen was at Cracker Barrel. So there you go. I'm sorry I took more than my share of time, but it was a story that needed to be told. Karens are out there. They are real. And
we should start looking for Karen.
Yeah. Karen.
I'm going to start looking for Karen in my daily life.
You will see her, man. She's at Walmart. She's ordering at Chick-fil-A. She's everywhere, and she wants to see the manager.
It's like a checklist she carries around. I've seen the manager at Cracker Bell, at Chick-fil-A, at Target.
What's going to be messed
up? Rolodex.
It's going to be messed up is one day you're going to ask for the manager and the badge is going to say Karen and the world will explode. I need to see your manager, Karen.
I just was confused. Go ahead, back to your day. Karen.
It's like dividing by zero. It just is impossible.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, who wants to go next?
Jeremy, you go next because.
Alrighty. Okay, so this, I don't know if it's necessarily funny unless I get to the LBB part of the week, which is kind of funny.
Okay.
And you're following the LBB, so
yeah.
Not awesome. James, but Karen.
Awesome. Well, we'll call this person Karen when I get to them. But to preface this, I work at a radio station in Cameron, Missouri, 100.1 Quick FM, if anybody happens to live up there. But I do the morning news and obits and whatnot. Well, for the next 3 weeks, we've been doing a gas card giveaway. And so people call in when a sounder goes in to go and get their entries in. Well, I had on Monday, had a guy call in actually in the 5 o'clock hour because I'm in there very early and actually managed to call in and get his name in. And his name was Brandon. And so I get an entry. And while he's on the line with me, he asks about this ticket giveaway we'd been doing for this Mid-America Music Festival happening over in Trenton, Missouri. And I said, well, yeah, there's definitely some tickets here. I'm not sure when we can give them away, but thanks for calling in. So now the following day, Tuesday, I'm thinking, well, this guy who was actually listening to me at 5 o'clock in the morning, I'm going to make sure he gets a shot at these tickets. So I go ahead and announce before a song plays that, hey, I have a pair of tickets here for this concert. And lo and behold, Brandon calls up. So I'm thinking, hey, awesome. So I get him arranged to get him some tickets. And he says, well, I'm on my way to work. Can I just come by the studio this morning? And I said, sure, I'll have it ready for you. Just give a knock on the door. I'll come out. So he
this
gets
is
there
how
eventually.
Horror movies start, by the way.
Can I just basically, pick up the tickets on the way in?
He was
from
alone.
5 to 7 a.m. I'm the only person in that.
Exactly.
Well, anyway. So he comes by and he gets his tickets and says hello. And then about the time he gets in the car, the sounder plays for the gas. And he is actually, the funny thing is I let two callers in because I'd already got him entered the day before. But he manages to call from his phone and say, oh, hey, can I enter again to get the gas? I'm like, wait a minute, I was just talking to you. So I'm going to enter him in. But so I go to the second line. And this is where I felt pretty good about this because I brand myself as the Neverlander Jeremy Shields when I go on for the news and whatnot. And so this guy, you know, the second guy that I get in there, I get in him in for the gas, and he actually asked me why I'm the Neverlander. So I'm like, hey, I'm being recognized. That's nice.
Yeah.
Fast forward that to today that I'm realizing that people are starting to know who I am. And I'm talking to the guy who's over my head, And he has been, he's talking about how he gets some of the same people call in and he'll even get selective on the box. In fact, he's already chosen somebody who's not going to win if he happens to draw her name at the end of the week for the gas money. And we'll just call her Karen. He says, Karen has called multiple times. He'll pick up and she will call him Eric. Now, Eric, of course, is this different guy who he talks very down here. He's very quiet. And then you have Chris, who he's kind of like I am, except for he's got more of a scratch to his voice, something like that. But they're very different voices. But this woman will always call him Karen and says, no, this is Chris. And at the end of the call, she will still say, thank you, Eric. Even though he's just said, my name is Chris. So he goes through and when he's like, if I see her name, I know exactly who it is. If I see Karen on an entry form, I'm not going for it. Now, to add that and make this funny, as he's having a hard time being recognized, I pick up a call for somebody coming in for the gas line. I don't even give my name. I'm just at regional radio. Good morning. And I get his name in there, write him on an entry form. And he goes, oh, hey, thanks, Jeremy. That was awesome. I was like, hey, Chris, this guy knows who I am without me even saying it. He knows my voice.
Ah.
So, I don't know if that makes Karen the LBB or me because I said that, but I thought it was hilarious.
I think it's a little bit of both, to be honest. The answer is yes. Yes. But that's okay. That's okay. We like snark around here. Yeah. So.
Well, I had to get him back because he went to Northwest Missouri University and I went to University of Central Missouri.
Uh-oh.
And the radio station is close to Northwest Missouri and he's got stuff all over the walls and we even cover some of their football games apparently. And I show up and I'm wearing a UCM t-shirt and he says, you're wearing the wrong shirt around here. So I've been looking for a way to get him back, and I felt like I did today. I finally come back.
Replace his nameplate on his office with Eric. That's how you do it.
Oh man, let's not get me fired.
That would be worth it.
It's an honest mistake.
Yeah, that's funny. This lady's
I got 2 hours before he comes in every morning that I'm there by myself.
This poor lady, she listens religiously and she calls in and she's never gonna win ever.
Yep.
Poor lady.
I hope she's not listening to this show because now she's going to have it figured out that she's not going to win.
Weirder things have happened. Yeah. John will tell you.
He got some strange stories from our show.
Yeah. When you tell a story about an ex-girlfriend, that's when the ex-girlfriend finds the show. It happens. It happens. The teachers find the show.
Such a good story.
It's a terrible thing. All right, John.
The tall girl named Emma finds the show.
Yes, man. I wonder where Emma is all these years later.
Yeah, that's a long time ago.
And for the record, I like tall women. I married a 6-foot woman. She's actually taller than me because I'm only 5'10".
Well, and
she's
Emma beautiful. Would be Love in her 20s now. Wow. All the middle schoolers of back in the day. Anyway,
they're all grown up and
they're
stuff.
They're all grown up and spelling things right and using grammar and stuff. Oh, bless them. All right, John.
Hey, well, this is my story. So, and Jeremy, you should like this because I went to go see Spider-Man Homecoming. No, Far From Home.
Yeah. I saw Homecoming. I haven't seen it yet, so no spoilers.
No spoilers at all, except you're going to love it.
Yes.
Great show. I'm just enjoying it every single bit. I took Johnny because me and him are bachelors this week. Amy went to West Virginia and took James. And so we've been doing this music camp thing here at the church. It's just like a major camp and all sorts of kids. So at the end of the day, we're kind of razzled and ready for a break. So I said, let's go see a movie. And so right across the street, Spider-Man's playing. And so we went over watching. We're just enjoying it. It's a great movie. And it's towards the end of the movie. And, the climax is kind of edged out and it's just there. And I hear this noise right next to me. It sounded like if you dragged like a rubber shoe across the floor and now it kind of something like that. And it was so loud. And I thought, was that what I thought it was? I look over at my son. He's got this straight face. And I'm like, well, if he's related to me and it was a fart, he would be laughing, and just chuckling, finding it hard not to laugh. And so I sit there for a few seconds. I'm like, did you just fart? And he's like, yeah. I'm like, are you serious? And I said, how do you keep a straight face? He said, well, if I started laughing, it would have drawn attention to myself and I didn't want people to think it was me. I was like, it was you. You did it.
It's a smart boy.
Yeah.
It was so loud.
He has powers that you don't possess. He has discipline. Self-discipline. He does.
I would totally capitalize on that if I had the ability. I mean, I would let him fly like in the middle of the store and walking behind people. Like, I didn't do that. I had a fart machine once, and I hid it behind one of my coworkers' desk.
You are a fart
machine. Before I could even push the button on it, I was laughing so hard that I couldn't even pull the joke off. It was so bad.
You know,
did you ever watch Jack Vale on YouTube with his pooter?
Yeah, that guy.
You know, not everybody. I know this is going to rock your world, John, but not everybody appreciates farts at the level that you do.
I don't know that it's an appreciation. I think it's more of an affliction that I can't not laugh at them.
Well, maybe your son just doesn't genetically have that affliction. Maybe it was
got it from his mom, I guess, because she doesn't find humor in it.
Oh, you married
like I do.
She married.
Hey,
poorly.
Farts and fun both begin with F. So there you go.
So does funeral, but that doesn't work.
Don't fart at a funeral, although that could be fun.
Well, it is classic. I love your description of a shoe scraping across the bathroom floor, because I imagine that there was an echo, you know, like what do they call it? Reverb, you know?
There was reverb to it. Like, I mean, I thought like he had scraped his hand across the bottom of the popcorn bucket to create that sound. But no, it was his bottom across the seat without any kind of friction.
Oh, goodness.
Well, you just play it off as being a THX sounder because you're in that quality theater. You know, like, wow, wonderful sound effects in this movie. Didn't it sound so lifelike?
Just wait for an explosion and you get a rumble seat. You know, it's going to be great.
Whoa, it's 4D.
Woo! I felt that one.
That smell was actually Mysterio gas.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to this part of the show because it's time to tell the featured story.
Yes.
Let me tell y'all a story. All right, and to bring us our story today is none other than Neverland Podcast very own Eric. So,
all right then, Chris.
I just got that.
Why do you call him Eric for
it? It's called a callback.
Yes, thank you. Jeremy Shields.
This is the professional comedian, right?
See? Yeah.
There we go.
Bring us the bacon, so to speak.
All righty.
Let's hear it.
To really help you appreciate this story, I need to sort of introduce you to this guy I know, Scott. I'm not going to give his last name because I know the stalkers are still listening. But he used to be head of the Baptist Student Union, where I was going to a community college. But we changed it to Collegiate Christian Ministries. But one summer, I was going with him and some other 20-somethings. This was like 20 years ago, because I'm 42 now. Thanks for admitting, stalkers. Anyway, but this is a guy that he was missing a couple of fingers, like his pointer and like his index and his middle finger. He was missing half of those fingers.
Oh, man.
From an accident when he was a kid. But he'd went into the military and they would not let him stay because they were afraid he wouldn't be able to pull a trigger. Well, he wanted to prove himself so good at shooting that gun, he became an airborne ranger sniper.
Ooh,
he's got photos of him jumping out of helicopters. I mean, so this guy is gung-ho G.I. Joe. I mean, he's an awesome guy. So now he's going into ministry and he's been a youth pastor and stuff like that. But he is leading us in this group to go to Chicago. We're all going to be camp counselors. This is me and this other girl that I used to work with at Worlds of Fun. And the other fun of the other two people that were going with us was a boy and a girl that the boy had told the girl that God said he was supposed to marry her.
Oh, boy. We've all known one of those guys. Yeah.
Yes. The funny part is they actually did get married and though recently divorced in the last couple of years.
Yeah. So. God told them that part, too, but just saved it for later. It was a sneak attack from God.
Yeah, so we're all riding along, and I believe this is also the trip that I had with Scott, that where we're in this rental van driving to Chicago, and we're out on I-70, and he's, just for character reference, he says, I wonder how this van could go. There's no cops around here, right? And he just guns this van to see where the cutoff would be, because it's a rental, so drive it like one.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That lets you know
the type of lives Scott of is. Several families are at stake, but, you know, it's okay.
Ain't no thing.
So So we get to Chicago, we're counseling, and we have all these different kids, and these are all inner city kids that they usually don't get to do this sort of a thing. And we've got instructions that when you refer to God, don't refer to him as a father, because some of these kids, their fathers are not really in the picture, so right. they're not quite going to get it.
Yeah.
So, but we've been having a great week with it. But Scott has an active imagination. There's one evening we're sitting around the campfire, and he starts to tell this story. And before he really gets into it, there's three boys. He suddenly calls them out and says, all right, that's enough of that. You all go back to the cabin. So these three boys go back up to the cabin.
A plan.
So he starts to tell this story. He says, well, you see that light over off there in the distance? That's not just a radio tower. See that red light blinking? I figure I got to let you all know. There's an insane asylum where they have some pretty serious nutcases in there. And usually when that red light is going, it means somebody has escaped. Now, the reason why I got to tell you this... They had an incident at this camp once over the winter. There were these huge icicles, and a guy escaped out of there, grabbed a big icicle, murdered everybody in there, but they couldn't pin it on him because the icicle melted. But they referred to him as the icicle killer. They didn't really have time to even fix the walls. There was blood splatters on the wall. That's why you see all this wallpaper in the cabins, because they just covered it up. Although sometimes I've heard that they'll bleed through, just so you know. But he's going on about this story. He says, well, and I wanted y'all to know about this icicle killer because, you know, with somebody escaping, I'm hoping it's not him. And at that moment, behind all the campers comes these three boys wearing masks going, yelling, screaming, come running out. And there were girls just inconsolable, screaming and crying and all this carrying on. And obviously we knew, okay, so the three boys were part of his setup.
Right.
And so Scott has freaked them out, and he manages to recover this and try to get a Bible lesson, which I don't even remember. I don't even know if these girls remember what he was talking about, but he goes straight into a Bible lesson.
It's time for Jesus now.
He freaked them all out. So
since you're all emotional and you're praying to God anyway, let's go ahead and get into the word.
If you're going to scream Jesus' name, we might as well learn about him.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. I didn't know if he had planned to roll straight into that was his Bible study or not.
It was on his sermon notes. Like
he was trying to
scare the crap out of people. And then let's get into the Jesus stuff.
You're supposed to do that after, you know. Yeah.
But hearing some of your stories, James, it sounds like something you would have done.
Yes. Yeah. Let's get them very interested in talking to God, and then let's talk to God. And so
you're right.
Oh man. Yeah. I always wonder about the guy that works for zoning that always seems to put a camp right next to an insane asylum and thinks that's okay. Right.
Nothing can go wrong here, y'all.
It's no coincidence that my Boy Scout camp was also built next to an insane asylum.
With a monkey man.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, my story was just one better than that is the only thing, because I would have had the three kids come and do the scare, and then once everybody was calm, I would pull out my Bible. I have to do this, yes. I would pull out my Bible and say, okay, now I want everybody to calm down. We're going to get into Genesis 1:1 here for just randomness. And then I would have a dude in a black trench coat with a big icicle pop out and start chasing people around. And it would just be the double whammy. It would just, kids would literally die from fright. And then I knew I would be successful. That was one of the hardest transitions going from youth to children. Is there are things you can do to youth that you can't do to kids, because kids will cry
and you'll scar them for the rest of their life.
Yeah. Like games and stuff that you can't play. Like in youth ministry, our thing was somebody needs to throw up on stage every single week. Like we need to do something so gross or so weird that somebody gets close to puking just about every week. And then I brought everything I'd learned from my job as a youth pastor into my children's ministry position. And after week one, I'm like, no, nothing, nothing I've learned works at all. Cause kids will cry. A 16-year-old will sit there and eat a can of dog food with a fork, but a fifth grader will fall to pieces.
If a first grader eating cat food is not right,
it's not going to happen. So, yeah, it doesn't work.
This happened
same.
To me at church, Bob.
Well, I ate cat food, and an icicle killer came out and said he was JoJo the Clown.
I appreciate you bringing the funny today. That was good stuff. That was good stuff. And make sure everybody, if you liked what you heard, go over there and check out his podcast at neverlandpodcast.com. I listened to a bit of one of his episodes, and it's good stuff. He interviews people that have to do with Disney, and like he said, Disney and beyond. So it's Marvel,
Star Wars, Pixar, Muppets,
yeah, all kinds of stuff. So Disney is definitely more than just princesses these days. So go check out neverlandpodcast.com. And also, if you feel like it, go check out my show. It's called Red School Bus, and it's at redrsbcast.com.
And if you happen to be looking on iTunes or anything else, I've kind of rebranded to Neverland to Disney and Beyond.
Ah, okay. So there you
go. That's been fairly recent because, you know, I'm coming up on 300 episodes, so I'm even doing some new formatting. I'm going to try a few new things as I go off into the future here and expand, because I've learned so much going, you know, as an older student going back to university. I've learned a lot of things. My audio quality is that much better, and I'm a more professional, I think, with my delivery, perhaps. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, good.
I pretend I am.
Well, and if you do go over there and listen, let him know that you heard about him from that story show, and explain to him how changing your name too drastically is a horrible idea, because that's what we did. Nobody's listening to that, but yours sounds good. Yours makes sense. It's not a rebranding as much as it's just a little spin on it. And it makes it sound like more of what you're doing these days. So
yeah, and I put it like, is it a semicolon? It's two dots. So I put a semicolon in there just to kind of help, just explain what the show is a little bit, but not so much to where iTunes is going to say, no, you can't do that, because they're really picky on your names these days.
Yeah, I know. I had to change mine. It used to be, you know, Clean Comedy Podcast listed after the thing, and now it's just That Story Show, and that's it. And so, I don't know. I think it hurt me more than it helped, but that's okay. Mm. It's not my deal. It's their deal.
It's specific though, because it's not This Story Show. It's That Story Show. Yeah. So we know.
Yeah, it's better than A Story Show or something like this. That Story Show. So it's the one. So
some things never change, because still probably nobody's listening.
That's true. That is true. Nobody's listening.
There's a lot
right
of
now.
Them listening, actually.
Yeah. A lot of nobodies. That's what they want to be called, but I can't do it because, first of all, we're not called Nobody's Listening anymore. And secondly, I don't want to call them nobodies because they're everything to me. My listeners are so precious. So let's, speaking of listeners, they send in stories sometimes, and it's time to play and read some of those. So here we go. Yes, there is somebody who's going to listen to your story. And this one's from Skylar. She's one of our newer listeners. She's had several things read. But every time I respond, I do a courtesy where if we're going to use your content, I will respond and say, hey, we're going to use your content. It's a form response. You know, it's just a robot or whatever. But it does tell you. And every time like she sends me stuff and I send it back, hey, we're using it, it bounces. So I don't know how she's getting emails to me, but I can't send back emails to the email that she's claiming to be from. So I don't know. Maybe wow. I don't know. I don't know how
she
that
knows that there's stalkers out there.
She's got her privacy settings locked down. So, this is called Peep Says Poop, from Skylar. From Rhode Island. So I know you guys aren't a fan of middle schoolers, including me, or children. Honestly, I can only agree because the same thing happens to me every day. And I stare at my brothers. It isn't. But
I could see that happening. Yeah.
Well, they're in the room while she's typing, and she's just hating them as she's typing. But this isn't about them. This is about my 7-year-old cousin. Let's call her Peep. That's what I call her, and I got permission to. Hey, Mom! What? What? Skylar, can I call Scruggadogadog Peep? Okay, yeah. Because her name, her real name is Scruggadugadug, and that's weird. Yeah, okay, thank you.
Color Peep.
Yeah. Are they related to Zippity Doodang?
I guess so. Peep is crazy around me for some reason. She has to get her way. Did I mention she's sassy? No, you didn't. You should know that. You just wrote
Actually,
this.
She just did. Amazingly.
I know, crazy. So, yeah. My Grammy decided to take us to see Toy Story 4. We got to the theaters, and they were sold out for the 7:15 show. I was already upset because I wanted to see it with my family, and I was tired. I'm not spending my night watching a movie with people who are not my family. And I don't understand that. But when my Grammy asked, do you want to see the 9:30 or 8:30 one? No. Questions asked, I said no. And then Peep threw a tantrum. Well, I would too. Dadgummit, I'm 7 years old. I want to see toys. I want to see a fork dancing around on the screen. But I want to go. I want to go, she screams. We walked out of the theater, and she gave her angry face, and she did not talk when I said something to make her feel better. And she would look at me and say, I got a poopy cousin with a poopy attitude, and shut up while you're at it. Wow. That's
harsh.
That's hard R language for a 7-year-old right there.
Not to mention a 10 and up podcast. Come on.
Man, such Keep language. It clean, kiddo. Thank you guys for letting this on the show. Sorry if it was not that funny. How's your day? I think she meant to say, hope your day is well. Because she said, how your day as well? I don't know.
I'm confused and stuff.
She says, sorry, I'm annoying. Skylar from Rhode Island. You're not annoying. Somebody mentioned in the chat before we went live about how a few hundred episodes ago, we called ourselves, nobody's listening, the voice of the middle schooler.
That was me.
Yeah. Okay. So, and now we kind of hate him. And I don't know. It was a good question. He asked basically, when did that happen and how did that happen? And somebody responded and said, I think it's because it just got played out. People were sending in stuff that was fake and stupid on purpose and all this. And yeah, that is probably it. But I think it's also because I'm just getting to be an old geezer. And so I just roll my eyes a lot more than I used to, but I don't really hate middle schoolers. I have a middle schooler. I got a girl just coming out of eighth grade, going into ninth grade. So my heart has changed towards you guys. I just know that you like it when I pick on you, so I pick on you. So that's it.
Yeah. Sometimes negative attention is good attention.
Yeah. So send in your stories, and I will continue to not read them on the show because you don't fill out.
Give us details.
You don't. Yes. I had somebody do that. They followed up after I complained about it last time. I will do a PSA right now. Make sure you give us the details. When the event thing happens that happened, that's not the end of the story. All right. When you ride your bike And the handlebars come off. This was a story I had today that came in. And the handlebars come off and you crash. I need to know about the crash. I need to know what it felt like when the handlebars came off. What thoughts went through your head? Yeah.
How much blood did you lose?
Was there any close calls? Did anybody laugh? Did you try to stick them back on? You know, but in the story that was told, they just crashed into a ditch. They didn't get hurt because it was a grassy ditch. And I'm like, well, that's not funny. And then they said, I don't even remember how I got the bike back home. And I'm like, well, that would have been interesting. Is how do you get a bike you can't steer home? So every interesting part of the story that could be in there was not in there. So middle schoolers, please do me a favor. You've got some great stories. You just don't know how to tell them. Tell us what, make us feel like we were there. Tell me how horrible it was. That's what makes Red School Bus fun is Jenna. I'll read these middle school stories that I just think are not that great. and she can relate to them, and she brings her own story to it, and she can turn anything hilarious. It's great. So,
but then they have to send an audio so they can tell the story like this, so it's an all in short sentences.
Oh, speaking of which, I have one of those. This is Heather, and it's called "What's This?"
Okay, so this is my story, and it is called.
You nailed it.
This. So, we're going to see fireworks on the 4th of July, and we go to this place, and it's way, 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 way too expensive.
So, we know how many way? That
way, 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 way too expensive. So you go past it to the place that's just way, 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 way too expensive.
I feel like a Johnny Carson setup is coming. So how way expensive was it?
It was way, 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 way.
It was so expensive.
It was so way expensive, I forgot which way I was going.
I was weighing my options. Way, 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 way. All right, here we go.
Everybody's going to this parking lot just to watch it from far away, but you can still see them and they're really pretty. Well, we go there, and you know those things in a parking lot? Like the little slits in the side of the parking lot walls so that it doesn't rain. I mean, when it rains, it doesn't flood. Well,
okay. So.
A grate, I think?
She's.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, I got it.
Or like a sewer entrance thing.
Great, yeah.
Storm drain.
Having heard this story already, I will go ahead and explain that apparently there was an upper level that they were up against, and there was she's talking about a drain or a gutter, a hole that would allow water to go from the top down to the bottom level. That's the only thing I can figure is what she's talking about. So the rain will have somewhere to go. So it's a gutter system. So here we go.
Well, we go there, and I'm standing under one. Well, all of a sudden, something drops through the crack, hits my head, and spills all over me. While I look at the ground and realize some LBB just dropped his beer can on my head, and it's all over me. So I'm sitting there soaked with beer. And my sister yelled out, "You idiot." So.
I'll tell you, I just have to apologize for the language in this episode, folks. Man, we've had poopy. We've had stupid. We referenced Karen. And now we have idiot. So.
You idiot.
That guy.
More to this story? I want to know what happened. Okay, there now you is. Smell like beer. Where were you headed, and what happened? Because you smelled like beer because it was.
I'll just tell you it's when I paused.
July, it, everybody smells like that.
The timeline is very close to being over, so I don't think we're gonna get what you want. But it is uncanny to me that you described the voicemail I was about to play exactly. Monotone breaths between each sentences. I was on the phone.
There's a nice cadence to it.
A guy came to my house.
Up, sometimes they go down.
I was there with my friend, and somebody died. So, anyway,
you idiot!
I'm covered with beer. Idiot! All right, here we go.
What happened? I'm kind of crying but laughing okay. both because
I'm a hormonal mess.
I was just like, whoa. That just happened. So
I'm picturing Keanu Reeves with whoa.
So whoa. One more thing.
Go Christian.
Go Christian. Oh man, that must have been from back in the day.
That one come a while back?
Yeah. So this person's grown. Christian. This person's grown now. They survived it
anymore.
But that's what I'm talking about. That's the middle school story formula is let's set it up for years. Let's set up the whole story. I'm going to tell you every detail about where I was, who I was with, what was going on, about how expensive the fireworks were. None of it has anything to do with the story. But then I'm going to tell you very quickly what happened to me. And then that's it. That's the whole thing. So
you need to isolate that. You idiot.
You so it can play
for stuff.
Yes.
I just want to let the middle schoolers know, here's a hint. When the thing happens to you, that is the middle of the story.
Right.
You're supposed to tell us more. Like, what happened? Is there a moral? Did you learn something? Did something change in your life? Did you never go to Igloo Land?
Arctic Circle.
Arctic Circle again? Then why? Tell us why. Tell us what Arctic Circle is, by the way. That would also be good.
Yeah. I'm so confused.
I don't know where you live, and I don't know what little regional places are in there. So why
do they serve polar bears there?
And believe me, I don't hate middle schoolers. I promise. All right. So John, read us a story from Zed.
Speaking of woe, this is the wardrobe woes from Zed. I'm from Alberta, Canada, and you can call me Zed. The story comes from my high school years where I took a class called Advanced Acting in air quotes.
Yes.
Actually, it's quote unquote advanced acting.
There you go.
This might totally be Keanu Reeves faking as a person named Zed.
Sweet.
Anyway, every year, the advanced acting class would put on a show for the elementary kids at their school down the street. And this year, we decided to do James and the Giant Peach. To represent the peach, we used a parachute borrowed from their school, and one of the scenes involved us lifting the parachute over our head and sitting on it to inflate it while James would crawl to the center reciting his lines. On one practice run, I noticed my classmate playing, the one who was playing James, who I happened to have kind of a crush on, look up at me, and I saw his eyes grow super wide. Being the naive teenage girl, I thought All right.
It's not your fault.
I got to fix something here because I've been imagining Zed as a dude the whole time.
Oh, no. Yeah.
That's true.
Zed is a
lady. I was imagining
lady.
Lord Zed from Power Rangers.
Zed's a girl.
I don't know. Zed's a lady.
Yeah.
Okay. So with that in mind, this dude who's playing James, he's
looking
kind
at
of
her.
A crush for this girl. Being the naive teenage girl I was, I thought I must have looked extra attractive that day. But boy, was I wrong. When we all stood up, I saw the teacher from across the room motion to pull something up on my chest.
Uh-oh.
Looking down, I realized my strapless shirt had slid down and my bra was exposed for the world to see. Oh, my face was so red, I had to excuse myself for the rest of the class.
Yeah.
Of course, when I told the story to my friends, they all burst out laughing, so I thought you guys might enjoy it too. I've got to tell you right now, I got to stop and pause again because I am feeling a billion eyes looking at me, and I am feeling this embarrassment and shame that Zed has also experienced here. She says, love listening to your podcast. I'm a new listener who got hooked on the embryonic fluid episode and look forward to listening to lots more. Have a good one.
Yeah, that's when a friend of mine who catches babies grossed me out by saying that some embryonic fluid got in her mouth. And
So, did I miss that episode?
I don't know.
I know I have, but I think I'm going to skip it if I come across it.
So, yeah, she, because I was telling her to stop telling a story, and she's like, oh, that's nothing, because blah, 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 and I'm like, so, yeah.
Oh, that's bad.
So,
Zed, I just got to say, that was a great story. I am embarrassed for you.
Yes.
Me too.
Had that happen to them?
I've had my fly down.
Well, I don't wear a bra, but.
Oh, you don't. Okay. So it's just me. Okay. Weird.
Fly down on stage. That's my biggest fear.
Dude.
And
I'll tell you, when I was preacher and doing kids ministry, it's an occupational hazard. Not only because kids will laugh and not tell you, but also because if it happens more than once, somebody's going to write a report.
Yes.
I'm not just absent-minded. I am just absent-minded. Oh.
Just blame YKK. They make all the zippers in America, by the way, most of them.
What could be worse is if you have like a lapel mic on with remote and they forget to switch it off when you leave stage to go back and use a restroom,
dude,
and your mic is live.
Just wait till you're caught up before you make references, because I've got stories about that in future episodes coming up.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because I had a headset mic, and all you had to do was flip the little switch to mute back there, and sometimes I would not flip the switch to mute, so it happened more than once. It's terrible. So anyway, yeah, I was always, I'd be talking about something, and I would walk to the front of the platform on purpose so I could turn around and walk back and check real quick. I mean, it was like a daily, every Sunday, several times I'd walk to the front, I'd turn around, I'd check as I was walking away.
And then you hear somebody out in the audience going, why is Pastor checking his crotch every time he comes out?
No, I was sneaky. Nobody knew. Nobody knew nothing.
I got a maneuver where I'll slide my hand across my belt and I'll let my pinky finger go below my belt. And that way I can feel if my zipper's actually open. It looks like I'm messing with my belt.
Really? I totally do that.
You can't do that when you have a belly that hangs over the edge of your pants, though.
Use the belly to hide it. That's what I do because I got some belly on me, too. I hide it. Every time I come out the bathroom, I'll do that same little maneuver. And then I'll pull my shirt down like I was adjusting my T-shirt if they didn't believe that.
There you go. Yeah. I'm not messing with my zipper. I'm making sure that my belt's on.
Yeah.
Well, good. I'm glad we got all that figured out.
This is information to help people. See, we're a helpful podcast.
We don't want
edutainment.
We don't want bad things happening to you, our listeners. And just make sure. That's why I'm not a strapless fan. I don't like them. I don't like strapless clothing on anyone.
I don't even wear.
Especially not your daughter.
Yes. Yes. She sent me a picture. From a dressing room, and she had on a shirt that wasn't strapless, but it was to the corner of the shoulders on each side. You know, just a wide opening. And she's like, "What do you think about this?" And I just wrote no immediately. Yeah. And then I thought, wait, I better say something nice. Otherwise I'll have a rebellious teenager on my hands. So I'm like, it's cute, but no. And so she's like, oh, thanks. And she goes on about her life. Now the texting, she had texted her mom apparently, and mom just sent her to me, ask your dad. And so the response after our conversation back to mom was, he said no, like immediately, but he said I was cute. So that was good. So I did. Aww. I saved it, man. But,
you're like, so smart.
Dang gummit.
God. That would be my nightmare if I'd ever had a daughter that she'd start to blossom and be just this beautiful little girl. And then suddenly I'm worried about every boy that ever comes across or anything that she ever wears. It'd be a nightmare for me. I'd be like, no, you cannot touch her.
Well, where I take solace in is, yeah, she tried it on, but she asked. And she didn't just buy it and sneak it and change into it when she went out somewhere. You know, she's a good girl, and that's why I can rest easy at night, because even though every boy out there is an idiot, my girl is not, and I love that. And on that note, instead of talking about flies, that's our show. So it went by pretty quick, but it's an hour 8, and it's time to do that. So, hey, do you have any stories? If you do, we want you to send them in. Matter of fact, hold on. I got to pause this. I don't think I've ever done that before.
Wait.
And I was just starting to get my dance on to the little tune.
I know. Here we go. This first time for everything, because I have two $20 gift cards to give away, and I want to give one of them away next week. They are gift cards to Steam. So here's the deal. All you have to do to enter is send in a story, all right? Send us a good story, and we will pick. Me and John will read all the stories that come in this week, and we will pick the favorite one and also read it on the show, obviously. But we will reward that person with the gift card, and we're going to do this for 2 weeks in a row. And so if you don't get picked the first week, pick in the second week. But don't just send in a story. Every story is not an entry. It's a legit story, and we will pick from the best. Because I thought for a minute, I'm like, I should just do it like every story you send in is an entry. And then I'm like, I might have some 10-year-old like, a cat crapped in my hand. Send. Oh, my bicycle peed on my monkey. Send. You know, and then I'd have to send the bicycle p- pee monkey guy $20. That would be terrible. So here's the deal. If you want a $20 gift card, send us a story this week, okay? Now I will play the outro. So thank you so much,
Jeremy.
The Spider-Man. Yeah, clearly I'm not Eric.
Sorry. Thank you so much for being on the show. Hey, if we read your story, then we owe you a sticker. So email me your address. Send your stories, email or audio to thatstoryshow@gmail.com. Thatstoryshow.com is the website. Follow us on Twitter at NLCast. And we have a brand new Instagram. It's curated by John and myself. Just look up That Story Show on Instagram. Review us in Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts or wherever you found us. It really helps other people find us. And if you want more great shows like this one, including Red School Bus, visit NLCast.com. Thanks to our patrons for your support. Every single one of you matter and are important and are amazing, especially James Spangler, Jennifer Kennison, Eric Cube, Zane Estrada, Yanu Strispec, Carrie Wright. Become a patron today at patreon.com/thatstoryshow. And remember, when something weird, annoying, embarrassing, or ketchup-filled happens to you, don't get stressed, don't get depressed, check your chest, and then say, this belongs on That Story Show.
Wow.
We'll see you guys next time. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening.
Nice.
Suddenly I'm worried about if my bra is showing.
I know, right?
I'm wearing one.
Whoa.
I mean, I do have the man boobs for it.
But. Oh, God. That's a great way to end the show. Hey, John wanted to talk to you a little bit about a little something called a Westinghouse remote. So,
yeah. So, as you all may remember, I have a Westinghouse TV remote that I never got rid of. It's so sentimental to me because that TV meant so much. And I just want to give it away. And I was going to try to do it at the Narthex Con, but I left it in Georgia. And so, I've been generating a little traffic on our Facebook page for people, whoever can give us the best, worst reason or the worst, best reason that they didn't come to NarthexCon, they'll be the winner of said remote. And that's all you get, actually.
All right. But, so what's the deadline on that? Next Thursday? You want to say the 25th?
Yep. Let's say the 25th. Have your submissions in by the 25th, and we will pick it by then and maybe let you know who the winner is.
And
on
don't show. Forget to send in a good story, because we'll also be giving away a $20 gift card to
awesome.
To Steam. So, all right. Thanks, John.
Thanks, James.
And one lucky winner will win an amazing remote control.
That does absolutely nothing.
Yeah. If we get famous, it'll be worth $5.
Maybe.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.